Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello. Hope you're doing well today. This is Chloe Brotheridge here, joining you for another episode of the Karma You podcast. I'm going to be talking about how to recover your confidence when you've experienced a setback, when life is uncertain, when things go wrong, you know, after a pandemic, that sort of thing. And I know that there are tons of you who are struggling with this, and I wanted to talk you through both the kind of the background on this, why we can lose our confidence when things are uncertain, and also some really practical things that you can be doing to regain your confidence and feel really good about yourself and the future again. Now, if you're struggling with anxiety right now, I'm offering a free masterclass. It's happening very soon. It's going to be live on Zoom with me, and I'm sharing my 3 secrets to healing your anxiety and being your calmer self. I'm basically sharing the 3-step framework that I take all of my clients through, that I've been through myself, that I've learned from the last 11 years helping people with anxiety. And I'm sharing the most powerful things that I can think of to share with you in this live session. So we're going to be talking about the biggest limiting belief that's keeping you stuck and how to shift it. The key thing most people don't realize about anxiety, and when you learn this, it basically changes everything. We're going to talk about how to get to the root of your anxiety once and for all. And make sure you stay to the end, because I'm going to be sharing a live and powerful group hypnotherapy session, which is designed to give you a real transformation in that session. Now, my aim is for you to come away from this session feeling that something shifted, feeling more in control, more empowered, and having some really solid tools to take away to help you with your anxiety and to feel calmer. So I'd love to see you there. You can save your spot. The seats are limited, so make sure you RSVP. Head to karma-you.com/anxiety, and the links are in the show notes as well for that. And I'd love to see you there. So we are living in uncertain times right now. I won't go into all the things, because I'm sure you don't need reminding that we've had several years of pandemic. There's a war going on, climate crisis, the cost of living crisis. So many things are going on right now, which can make us feel uncertain, that can have impacts on our sense of security, our sense of self, our confidence in so many different ways. And, you know, aside from the big global things that are affecting everyone, you may well have experienced big upheavals in your life, perhaps a breakup, maybe a bereavement, maybe you've been made redundant, or you've moved to a new area. There are so many things that can impact our confidence. And I suppose the first thing I want to say about confidence is that it is quite normal for our confidence to fluctuate. So for different experiences that we might have to impact our confidence, it is not something that is fixed. And in a way, that's a good thing, because it means that we can do something about our confidence and we can, you know, take action and find ways to help ourselves. But it's also frustrating, because sometimes it feels like we work on our confidence for a while and then it can take a few steps back. But yeah, I'm hoping in this episode I'm going to share with you lots of things that are going to help you to feel more confident, even in times of uncertainty. So I really think confidence is very important for our happiness and our sense of security, because we never know what's going to be around the corner, and life can throw us curveballs. And when we're able to develop more confidence and trust in ourselves, it means that we can rest, safe in the knowledge that we'll figure out whatever happens, that no matter what, we'll be able to handle it. Now, a lot of these things that I've described, the kind of uncertainties that so many people are experiencing, can put us into fight or flight. If you have any kind of anxiety, you'll know all about fight or flight is when we are in a fearful state. The body is getting ready to run away or fight or maybe freeze. You know, perhaps you experience more of this freeze response where you become anxious and overwhelmed and kind of freeze up, can't think clearly, can't take action. Yeah, can't move forward with things. It's also very, very common. And all of the things that are going on in the world now may have contributed to you being in fight or flight mode more of the time. That might also look like finding it hard to concentrate, finding it hard to sit still. It might look like procrastinating, getting distracted more easily, checking your phone more, finding it hard to switch off or sleep, or just feeling paralyzed by overwhelm when there's just so many things going on that it's like we can't get a handle on anything, grasp anything, or move forwards. You might experience this increased levels of stress and stress hormones and the fight or flight response as physical symptoms. So having, you know, digestive problems, bloating, needing to go to the toilet more, skin rashes, aches and pains, you know, so much of things like backache are linked to being in the stress response, being in fight or flight. And fear and worry are kind of like kryptonite for our confidence. They leave us feeling shaky, unsure of ourselves, and not sure about how we're going to be able to cope with things. And when things are uncertain or when we've experienced a setback, we might experience an increase in worrying, overthinking, or trying to control things. Now, if you're an overthinker or a worrier, it might not come as a surprise to you to know that much of our overthinking is about control. And, you know, this is coming from somebody who likes to be in control and who has definitely used thinking to try to control things. But this is actually a bit of a fallacy. You know, we believe that if we can think about something enough and worry about every possible eventuality, that we're somehow going to be able to control what happens. It's almost like we think we're psychic somehow. Like if I worry about, I don't know if anyone like worries about how the weather's going to be on their holiday or worries about what other people think, almost as though if we worried about it, then we could somehow control the outcome. When you think about it like that, it's quite ridiculous. Of course, no amount of worrying is actually going to help us to control anything. And I've definitely tried to control the weather with my mind. It's not an effective approach. And so this excessive worrying is our attempt to feel safe. We're trying to feel safe when things feel uncertain. But when we're paralyzed by worry, it's really important that we take a step back, breathe, and focus on the only thing that we can control, which unfortunately is not other people or world events, is actually only our own attitudes and actions that we can control. So sometimes just acknowledging this, acknowledging that there are so many things that are outside of our control, recognizing that no amount of worrying or overthinking is going to change things, can help us to start to feel better already. This podcast is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Now, I first heard about Athletic Greens and their supplement AG1 years and years ago from the podcaster Tim Ferriss. And he is someone who Aidan and I massively look up to. And basically, if Tim says something's good, we are compelled to check it out. I was taking AG1 every day in the lead up to becoming pregnant, and Aidan also takes it every day, and we absolutely love it. It doesn't taste like a super healthy green drink. It actually tastes really good, almost a bit like pineapple. It's got kind of a tropical taste that I actually look forward to in the morning. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and healthy aging. Basically, all the things. And the way I take it is to have one scoop mixed with water first thing in the morning to set myself on a good path for the day. It's also like an insurance policy. If I'm not able to eat as well that day or I'm traveling, I know that I'm getting everything that I need from AG1. Now, Athletic Greens has over 70,000 five-star reviews, and it's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. AG1 is a small micro-habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/KarmaU. And KarmaU is all in capitals, CalmerYou. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/KarmaU to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, here's where, you know, confidence can come into it. Confidence is kind of like a use it or lose it situation. If we have, you know, during a setback, during the pandemic, during a breakup, bereavement, whatever it might be going on in your life, if we have not been able to flex our confidence muscles, if we have not been going into the office and seeing colleagues face to face because we've been working at home, or we've not been at dating and meeting new people or socializing in the same way, or giving presentations or trying new things, it's kind of like that muscle, that confidence muscle starts to atrophy and things start to feel more scary or overwhelming or difficult because we have almost forgotten that we can cope. We've forgotten that we're capable, independent people, and we begin to doubt ourselves and our abilities. And, you know, many of us for the last couple of years have been kind of forced to stay at home and potentially in our comfort zones. And so venturing outside can be difficult. Venturing outside of that comfort zone can be difficult. We have to learn to be able to retrain our nervous system that it's safe to be out in the world and doing things again. I'm also hearing from so many people that about this effect of, you know, things getting cancelled having an effect on confidence because we become so used to, I mean, even now, you know, I've had so many situations recently where people have had to cancel things at the last minute because they've gotten a COVID infection or, you know, some kind of travel issue, childcare issue. Yeah, people cancelling appointments because of COVID, even now in the kind of spring of 2022, as I'm recording this, and can leave you feeling deflated. It can leave you feeling that there's no point in making plans or as though there's not things to look forward to. You can't get excited about things because of that risk of things getting cancelled or moved or postponed. And we've had obviously like over 2 years of this now. The other thing that I'm also seeing a lot of, and I have discovered the only way to stop myself from doing this is to literally block all news channels from my phone. So I can't go on to the news on my phone and it's drastically cut down on the amount of news that I'm reading. But it's doom scrolling. And this is fueling our sense of uncertainty. Now, I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that you should block yourself off from the world and be, you know, stick your fingers in your ears, la, 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 not paying attention to the important things that are happening in the world. But I think we probably do too much of the doom scrolling, too much of constantly checking in on the news, constantly feeding ourselves these kind of scary news stories. And actually, that doesn't serve anyone. Of course, we need to be aware. We need to be members of society that are contributing in positive ways, but that does not include checking the news, you know, 40 times a day. And so finding some way to step back from the news, whether that is blocking it from your phone so you can still look at the news on TV or on your laptop, but you're not tempted to check several times a day, just so that you can try to stem the flow of negativity in your day and take a step back from it and, yeah, not be constantly feeding yourself negative news stories. So I'm going to share 5 really practical things that you can do to boost your confidence in times of uncertainty. And so the first thing that I'm going to suggest is an exercise that I call the mutual admiration exercise. And I've taken probably thousands of people through this exercise. And I can tell you, It feels pretty vulnerable to do it, but when you do it, it's really, really worth it. And so the purpose of doing this exercise is because, you know, how you perceive yourself, how you think about yourself is really important. And so many of us can get into a cycle of only seeing our own flaws, only seeing the ways that we're not good enough, and actually forgetting our strengths, forgetting the positive things that other people see. And so this exercise, if you choose to accept me in this challenge, is to reach out to 3 to 5 friends, family members, or colleagues and ask them, what are my 3 biggest strengths? And what do you most admire about me? And when you contact them, you can also take the opportunity to tell them what you think their biggest strengths are and what you admire about them. And they will love this, trust me. And obviously ask them to kind of return the favor and give them a bit of time to reply. There may be some people that don't reply, don't take it personally. People are busy, or you might need to give people a bit of a nudge. But I love this exercise because being able to reread their replies when you need a confidence boost, being able to be reminded about your own strengths and your own abilities is so, so powerful. And so something that I often do, sort of the next tool for boosting your confidence, is to make a compliment bank. And I sometimes call this making a praise list. Because of negativity bias, because our brains evolved to remember the negative things, the problems, the mistakes, the flaws, it's really easy that your brain will forget about your good qualities. And so this is something to make an ongoing list of the compliments, the good feedback, the positive things that people have said to you, either personally or about your work. And you make an ongoing list. And every time you receive some good feedback or a compliment, you add to this list. It might be kind of nice to have it on like a Google Doc, or I use something called Evernote to keep my notes and to refer back to this and to remind yourself of the fact that you are more than good enough, that you have so many amazing qualities and strengths that it's really, really easy to discount. But when you need a boost, you can just read through that list and remind yourself. So number 3 is to, and this exercise comes from author Tara Moore, and she says, we should look for our favorite film or book on Amazon and have a look at the Amazon reviews of your absolute favorite book or film. Now, many of the reviews may be positive, but some of the reviews will be real stinkers. And it's just this reminder that it's impossible to be liked by everyone. It's impossible. It doesn't matter if you're the best director, the best writer in the world. There are going to be some people who think you suck. There are going to be some people who find you really annoying or whatever. But it's a really interesting exercise to remind yourself that some people dislike even the most intelligent, brilliant, and successful people. You can't please everyone. You are not going to be for everyone. And that is absolutely okay. So I invite you to do this literally after you listen to this podcast. Go and look up the reviews and just see that some of them are going to be real, real stinkers. And so you don't need to be liked by everyone. You are not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that is completely okay. It's not a sign that you're not enough. It's not a sign that you're not okay. It's just that you're human and you're not for everyone, and that's totally fine. Number 4 is to fail on purpose. So perfectionism is something that very often holds us back. And this sense that if we make a mistake, it's the worst thing in the world and we might beat ourselves up about it. However, you know, in times of uncertainty, especially, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to receive criticism from time to time. We're going to do things imperfectly. And if we're holding ourselves up to this impossibly high standard, we're never going to feel good enough. So an interesting way to get over a fear of failure and get over this idea that we need to be perfect, we need to be doing things right all the time, is to actually fail on purpose. Now, I'm not suggesting that you, I don't know, like make a massive mistake on an important document for work that's going to be something really significant. But, you know, perhaps for you, it's like you I don't know, go into a social situation and you kind of act a bit weird. I don't know. Or you make a mistake on an email. You know, you bake a cake and it's a bit wonky, or the carrot cake didn't rise in the way that you thought it would. And yet you go with that anyway and you don't remake the cake and you just accept that it's good enough. So failing on purpose teaches us that failures and setbacks are inevitable. They're okay. They're very, very rarely as big a deal in the eyes of others as they are in us. And it proves to us that we can handle it. And it actually can give us a confidence boost to do that and give us a sense that, yeah, things aren't as serious as our brains make them out to be. And then lastly, it's to remember to celebrate yourself. After the challenging couple of years that we've all had, or whatever might be going on in your life, it's really easy to forget that throughout all the challenges, you are still here, surviving, maybe even thriving. And so pat yourself on the back for the fact that you've handled so many challenges in the last couple of years. Maybe you've been homeschooling your three kids, nailing working from home, dealing with a career pivot, mending a broken heart, or just deciding what to cook for dinner each night, which is no mean feat, taking the bins out on time every Wednesday. All those things deserve being celebrated. Those little things that we take for granted. We take for granted that we are juggling so many things, having so many plates spinning, doing all of these things that were so easy to miss and not to give ourselves credit for. So I invite you to celebrate the fact that you've coped, you've bounced back, you've handled these things, you've thrived, you've done a good job, and it's likely that you're not giving yourself enough credit for those things right now. So I hope you're able to take away from this episode some practical things to try, and also the sense that confidence is something that can fluctuate in our lives. But it's not something that we have to be stuck with. Low self-confidence is something that we can take some action on. There are things that we can do to help ourselves. And I think the most important thing is just to be kind to yourself, because you're human and you're doing your best. And it would be weird if things just went to plan for you the whole time. It would be a one-off event in the history of humanity, because for all of us, we're going to experience setbacks and uncertainties and challenges. And so I'm sending you a massive hug for whatever you might be going through right now, and just wishing you all the best. If you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Instagram at Chloe Brotheridge. And once again, I'd love to invite you to this free masterclass that I'm running very soon. You can head over to karma-you.com/anxiety to RSVP and save your spot in this masterclass, where I'm going to be sharing my 3-step formula for overcoming anxiety and feeling at your best. So would love to see you there and connect with you. Sending you lots of love, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.